This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report, Trump's butchering of Obamacare. For all the pluses and minuses of any date in the Boy Scouts, they taught me one life lesson that I wish President Trump had also learned. Don't play with knives. Looking at the way he's trying to mindlessly hack away and butcher the Affordable Care Act, there's little doubt that this guy without a clue or a care about the damage that cutting can do. In the last week, unable to bend Congress to his whim or will, he signed one executive order after another in an attempt to gut coverage for millions. Recently, one order will allow lowballing bottom-of-the-barrel policies without the Obamacare minimum standards to be sold. Now he's also signing one that would cut back on support for lower-income participants on subsidies and payments to insurance companies through cost-sharing participation. Earlier, he drove a hole through the requirement that coverage for contraception be included if institutions offer the flimsiest objection. He's also effectively defunded outreach and navigation for people enrolling, with the next open window only weeks away. Admittedly, the president could care less about the consequences of these decisions. None of them will hurt anyone he knows or likely has ever known in his entire privileged life. 7 million people, including many in red states like Mississippi and Alabama, that are part of his hardcore support, will be hurt badly by these orders. Working with his political advisors rather than any voices from public sector health sources, he's probably made two calculations on the impact. First, that many of these people in the red states who are going to be hurt are lower-income African Americans, Latinos, who are less and less likely to ever cast a vote for him any day in the future. Hey, that's the whole point of voter suppression programs by the Republicans anyway. Secondly, he probably sees, correctly, no prospect of a competitive alternative emerging to him in the Republican primary, given the knee-jerk opposition there's been to Obamacare for years anyway. He's sitting in a White House essentially saying, what, me worry? Reports indicate there's some rumbling among Republican officeholders in Congress who might actually have to pay a price for Trump's butchering of the act. Trump, as always, takes no responsibility for his own actions, claiming he's hoping some of his hacking will force the Democrats to beg him to negotiate on the Affordable Care Act. As long as he insists on bargaining in bad faith where the only open door is repeal and replace, that's not going to happen. The Democrats are clear all this pain and suffering is now on his shoes, so I'm not holding my breath. One way or another, he's once again forced the act into the middle of every mess coming forward on the calendar. The lesson on playing with knives is that you can seriously hurt yourself. This may be a lesson Trump is going to have to be forced to finally learn if we have folks willing to school him, both at home and at the Capitol. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.